Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, if time of possession were a stat in hockey, I think you would have dominated that stat the first 5 minutes or so last night. But yet he didn't have any shots. How would a shot or two or three or maybe even more stress the defense, stress the goalie a little bit more than just puck possession does?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It all depends on what kind of shot sometimes. Sometimes you can take an outside shot. Sometimes you can take a shot from the blue line. That doesn't do anything either. Might put a little. It might put a notch on the scoreboard as far as giving you a shot, but it doesn't do anything. So the bottom line is you got to have a combination of both. You've got to obviously have possession, and then you've got to have some penetration. You got to attack, and you got to get some shots. So it's a combination of a lot of things, not just one or the other.
Turnovers are a part of this game. They handed one right to Leighton Road in the neutral zone. That usually gives the defense a little bit of an insurance policy there of maybe recovering from that mistake. But the puck wasn't on his stick very long. How important was that fact in that play last night?
Well, it was a weird play because, again, Cilje tried going to the weak side right there. And obviously, it's like an interception. You know, Leighton was going one way and they were going the other way. So that's what obviously allowed Leighton to have that space.
You guys also had a couple of turnovers that ended up in the net. Am I safe to assume, though, that over the course of the entire season, you've been pretty happy with how your team has managed the puck this year?
Yeah, we manage the puck pretty good usually. I mean, that's obviously a high priority for us. But, you know, last night the other team had something to say about it as well.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Senior weekend, Tom. We talked a lot about your seniors Wednesday night at Fozzie's at the Tom Ceratori Show, but just as a collective group, can you just talk about the importance of these nine guys and how they've been able to maintain what you guys want here as a program and as culture?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you can talk about. I mean, and they're all different. Like, they're all different. Some played more than others. Some had more impactful roles than others. But at the bottom line is you got to look at them as people. And I'm telling you, what a world-class bunch of guys. Good students, good hockey players, good people. Again, they all bring so many positives, and that's how you look at those guys. And some played more than others. There's guys who didn't play a lot of games, but that doesn't mean, again, that they didn't have a good career or they weren't valued, because they were. So overall, as for, you know, with a collective group, though, I mean, they were part of a team that would have been in the NCAA tournament as freshmen. Then COVID hit, and sophomores, they went to the Elite Eight. Last year, they went to the, you know, conference finals. And this year, obviously, the script isn't final yet. The chapter's not finished, so we'll see what happens.
You've mentioned a couple of times throughout the course of this year how easy this group is to coach. What makes them easy to coach?
Well, they're low maintenance. They do things the right way. They're coachable. They do their talking with their legs and with their heart and with their head. And that's all you can ask for. It's really a low maintenance group.
Nine seniors, seven freshmen. That's pretty top heavy and pretty bottom heavy as far as the makeup of a roster. What's made that work in that locker?